Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, July 20th, 2 Oceans 13. Last Wednesday, after the Doug Loves Movies taping in San Diego at the American Comedy Company, I did a stand-up show with special guests. Brian Posehn was there. He's doing 2 shows there tonight, I believe, so go see him if you're not already planning to see Patton Oswalt or the Nerdist taping. And speaking of Nerdist, Matt Myra was also there, and he played the Leonard Maltin game against audience members, and I will share the audio of that with you in just moments. During said stand-up show, I ate 1/4 of a medicated cupcake that was given to me by a nice lady named Cindy. How could she know I don't like walnuts? The next night, I got to go to the World's End party at the Hard Rock Hotel in downtown Sandy D. I cannot wait until you guys see Edgar Wright's new movie, the final chapter of the Cornetto trilogy. I loved it, and I can't wait to see it again myself. And at the party, I got a renewed pledge from Edgar and Simon Pegg and my new best friend, Nick Frost, that they will be doing Doug Loves Movies together sometime soon. Yesterday, I flew here to ATL because today I'm going to see 311 in Cypress Hill, and I am psyched! Who's got the herb? Tomorrow's Doug Loves Movies at the Punchline in Atlanta is sold out, and I tried to get great guests who are in Atlanta making awesome movies and TV shows, but my timing is shitty because they're all at Comic-Con. But I do have some great funny friends who are going to come by, and we're going to have a wonderful time in the zombie barn. And don't say, why didn't you get Cypress Hill or the 311 dudes? Because their Unity tour has to move on to another city. Speaking of other cities, St. Louis. We're bringing Dining with Doug and Karen and Doug Loves Movies to the Firebird on September 14th. Separate admission for both, but come to both if you like to eat and if you like movies. Milwaukee. I'm doing stand-up at the Turner Hall Ballroom on Sunday, September 15th. And Ontario, California. Come see me do stand-up with my palm-striking friend Graham Elwood this Wednesday, July 24th, at the Improv at Ontario Mills Mall. Maybe Paul Blart will do a guest set. And now, Leonard Maltin game from San Diego. Enjoy. Hey, everybody in San Diego, Comedy American. American Comedy Company is where we're at. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Does anybody in the audience feel like they could challenge?
Whoa, that was a very aggressive right here.
do you like food that has weed in it?
Sure.
Because that's the prize tonight. Is I'm gonna keep the one I ate part of, but I'll give you this other one.
This guy looks way straight edge. I don't care. You're gonna make me do push-ups.
I love how I say to the audience, like, can we just skip the letter ball game? And they're like, no, do it! And then, like, now, none of them have name tags.
Whoa, you have name tags! Alright! No!
That's the guy you played for earlier this evening.
Bring it up.
Oh, what?
Hang on. I don't want to see the shit yet. I gotta hide it. Alright. We play for Winona.
I sat with Leonard Maltin's wife, and she told us to boo.
She told you to
boo? That's why you were booing your
name's to boo, because when Leonard Maltin came out, she wanted us all to boo.
Which I did hear some booing, and I thought it was from something Sam Levine did. And I was like, no, why are they booing?
Leonard Maltin's wife told you to boo him when he came out, and you did. Because who could deny Leonard Maltin's wife?
She's adorable.
Yeah. The whole family was here. It was great. I mean, not the whole
family. I think there's other people in the family. The wife and the daughter were here. All right. So we're going to play one round of Leonard Maltin game. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Winona.
Is that on that thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's supposed to be a name tag. Okay. You wrote it on there next to Lance Bass.
Favorite.
He's your favorite?
Okay. Wait, now that makes me think you have a favorite. Who's your favorite?
Is Justin Timberlake in the same?
Yeah. Okay, yes,
it is.
Safe answer.
Yeah, there's probably not a lot of people.
It would have been J.C. Chazay, but that's his name.
Chazay?
Whatever. My favorite in voice only.
Okay, Winona gets to pick a category. Would you like... This isn't the end. That's movies where a scene happens after the credits. Or would you like edible fundies? And that's movies that are comedies, but they have food in the title. Or would you like state your name and occupation? And that's movies where the title is a name and an occupation. There's a few of those.
This isn't the
Which
end.
Which one... A gentleman has requested this is the end category, or this isn't the end.
I don't want to be a dick, but since we have edible fundies.
All right, you're not being a dick.
I mean, appropriate.
Yeah, this movie is from 2006, and don't yell out anything if you think you know it. This is just between Winona and Matt. 2006, 2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie extremely offbeat. And he also says that the lead actor in the movie also co-produced it.
What was the year again, sir?
2006.
Okay.
And he says that the movie just doesn't gel as one might like. It doesn't gel. But 2.5 stars. And he names 8 cast members. How many names do you think you need to name it, Winona?
Seven.
I like that.
Pretty good opening bid. I'll go 5. Just say 5 names.
I'll go with 4. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say, name that movie. Ooh. Oh.
All right. Now, first of all, just to take a little of the pressure off of you, you win no matter what. Yeah, because I'm ready to start the meet and greet. And your 4 names are Richard Montoya, Peter Stormare, Lauro Sartrand, whatever that is,
And a recent guest on Douglas' movie is Moises Arias. He was also featured on Hannah Montana.
That's all I know him from.
And well, he's in this movie that's out this summer called Kings of Summer. But what do you think the movie is? It's got food in the title. And it's a comedy.
Food Fight? Was that a movie?
Foodie!
It should be. A hilarious movie, Foodie. I think that's about how scary and horrible food is.
Midnight, I'm drunk and high.
No, you're doing a great job. The rest of the names are Tony Gentile, Troy Gentile, Hector Jimenez, Ana de la Reguera, and then the lead actor in the movie is named Jack Black, and it's called
Nacho
Libre. Nacho Libre. But here you win anyway.
Oh my God! You win.
Just eat a quarter of that. And there's walnuts in it. Yeah, thank you, Cindy, for bringing those edible fundies. And thank you, Matt Myra, for playing. And if I please don't.
I love the enthusiasm. He threw the music on. We'll take care of that in post, but thank you. And as always, who's a good who wants to give me a shithead to say?
Comic-Con badge sales process.
Oh, I like it. The Comic-Con, as always, the Comic-Con badge sales process is a shithead. I just said you do not need to play it. I meant at all. Not that the timing was off. I've never asked you to play it, and you had enthusiasm for doing so, but I don't actually want that, but thank you.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves